Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Oh, perfect song, Jimmy, for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour as we are live at the Amerant Bank Arena. A little Panthers-Capitals action on tap tonight. We got the band warming up. I think the gates open, doors open at what, 6 tonight? 6 o'clock?
Probably 5:30 if it's a 7 o'clock game.
I don't think they open them an hour and a half early here.
This is a clock.
I think it's 6. I think they open them 1 hour early. I may be wrong.
5:30.
Because the 5 o'clock.
Want to say 5:30?
No, I don't think they'd only let fans in for 1 hour before the game. It seems silly, considering there's so many great concession stands to go to, bars, like an hour
I'm
and a half.
Pretty sure it's 6 o'clock, but
we've been coming here for years.
I know, but he seems to want to argue this, and I don't want to get into it.
Well,
so
I would be willing to bet pretty much anything.
Okay, well, I'll take that bet.
Let's go. How much?
Here's the deal. If you come, because we can see the front doors here. If you go to the, what is this? The
left.
No, what is that? That's the
Publix Plaza.
That would be south.
No, south. I'm trying to come up with it. Which
this is like the main entrance.
Correct, but there's another one over there. The only one I can see is here. My greater point is, if you show up at this door at 5:30 and it's not open, Solana will walk down and let you in.
And just a warning, please be careful about the gusting flags as well as you approach.
So if you're coming tonight, I like when he gets annoyed with a bell. Which I think is the way Tommy Tighe reacts to him. Anyway, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. If you're coming tonight, we've got the Funky Buddha tap room right underneath us here. It's across from Panther Land. You can enjoy some of that. I don't know if, Appel, you've heard any of the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hours this week, but, you know, Funky Buddha in Oakland Park, the actual tap room, they do watch parties for Dolphins games. They're going to be open at 9 a.m., maybe even a little bit earlier. Game will kick off at 9:30. Do you have you heard us talk about what the Eat the Enemy?
I have not.
Okay. You want to guess?
They're playing the command. It has to be crab cake related, no?
Well, they did that
for
Baltimore. Yeah.
Because technically the Commanders are in Maryland.
And theoretically, is that so?
Yeah, they play the stadiums in Landover, Maryland.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah. Is the new Washington one the new State? One that they're building? Not Washington State, Washington, oh. D.C.
Well, the RFK will be in D.C. when they eventually move into there, but they are in Landover, Maryland now.
Do you. Because I said that maybe they would do something from Spain, Paesia.
Oh.
You know, something like that, just because of where they're playing. Yeah. But do you want to guess what the Eat the Enemy dish is? I'll give you a hint. It's not from Spain. It is a Washington, D.C. dish. So who knows what that is? We didn't.
I have no clue. And I was just there.
Have you ever heard of half smokes?
No.
Have you been to, where was it? Is it Ben's that they have in Washington, D.C.? Ben's?
Oh, man.
Isn't that the name of the famous restaurant there? Ben's?
It's a normal name. Is it Ben? No.
I think it's Ben's.
Chris's. What? Big Josh.
Washington, D.C.
That's the restaurant, of course. Big Josh's.
It's a normal name.
Ben's Chili Bowl.
Chili Bowl.
Never heard of it.
You're saying it as if you're thinking of it, and you're just repeating what I say. You weren't close to getting any
of
that.
He hit the buzzer first.
And he just gives you Ben's Chili Bowl. But I just said Chili Bowl.
We've talked about this about 8 times.
I know. You never heard of Ben's Chili Bowl. That's a famous restaurant in Washington, D.C. But anyway, they're doing at Funky Buddha half smokes, which is half beef, half pork sausages. And that's a big Washington, D.C. thing, half smokes. So it's half beef, half pork, and it's being served with mustard, chili, and onions, and a fried egg for breakfast.
I'm in on that.
There's zero chance you would eat that. I was just about to say, what are the chances you would eat that? Anywhere from 0 to 0%.
I would try that.
A half smoke?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't you eat the McRib today? Josh Appel, by the way, is back with us at the 5 o'clock.
Why wouldn't I eat the McRib today? Did you look at it?
I mean, it's equivalent to a half smoke. It's a half something and half something else.
Chef Jeff is going to be so angry at you for saying that.
What are you talking about? It's like a half smoke. That was like a half smoke on a bun with barbecue sauce. I don't know why you guys are hating on the McRib. Solana and I, first of all, look at Solana and I. We're the healthiest. We're warm. You've got your hands in your pocket. I mean, we're running around. We've got a burst of energy. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed the McRibs.
I think the McRib caused the neck pain that I had to massage out of your neck during
the
commercial.
Very good massage.
You
during
cramping. Look, you just look at him.
during the commercial. Man, hating on the McRibs. We had Everybody such a nice day together, having a little McRib party.
I took a big bite of mine.
No, you didn't.
Good
company. We laughed. We had a good time.
We had the VIP table.
We found a nice table at McDonald's.
Yeah, that was nice. We bought some Splenda.
Questionable people in there.
I don't go inside. It was a very nice McDonald's. I've eaten at a questionable McDonald's before, and it was the last McRib night that we had.
Yep.
Yeah, that was terrible. Anyway, we're going to have Doug Plagans join us here at the broadcast in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Get you ready for some Panthers hockey tonight, which you will hear on this very radio station. Let's get headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
So we're all a little bummed about Jalen Phillips having a good game in Philly. Not bummed in a bad way for him. I think we're all happy for him.
I was happy for him.
But just bummed in the sense that, of course, right? He doesn't get a sack here.
Oh, you knew that.
He goes up there, yeah. Well, how about this? Rubbing salt in the wound is that old hag, Vic Fangio.
Thanks.
Vic Fangio.
I think that was Josh's claim to fame on our show when he first started joining us. He loved Vic Fangio. Mm-hmm. Right when he was with Denver?
I loved Fangs.
Yeah.
He talked about Fangs for months.
Before he was ever part of the Dolphins, and then all of a sudden they were getting Fangs, and he was on top of the world.
Well, Fangs, on the team trading a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, quote, "When you shop at Nordstrom, you get good stuff."
That's not trolling.
Yeah, what's wrong with
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Well, he's kind of demeaning the Dolphins, calling them Nordstrom.
I love a Nordstrom.
Nordstrom is a very high-end store.
I wouldn't call it a high-end store. I'd call it a quality store.
What?
A quality
Nordstrom?
Store.
Nordstrom?
But it's not a Bloomingdale's, Hawk. It's not a Gucci.
It's literally
Bloomingdale's. Are you joking? It is so far above and beyond Bloomingdale's.
Bloomingdale's.
That I'm not certain you've ever shopped in a Nordstrom.
It's not a Louis Vuitton.
No. Correct. It is not a Louis Vuitton.
It's not a Yves Saint Laurent.
But that's it's Yves Saint Laurent.
Yves.
Nordstrom is one of the more high-end shopping locations. Honestly, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, like those are all way steps below. Nordstrom's on par with Neiman Marcus.
Well, perhaps I shouldn't have called him an old hag.
Yves Saint Laurent.
Or YSL. Or YSL.
So funny. My mom... I know Yves Saint. I've met Yves Saint Laurent because of Sandra.
Really?
My mom was. I always tell you she's the mother in Titanic. Like yeah. She was high end everything. But when Yves Saint Laurent was coming to prominence in the 70s, she dragged me. I wasn't even in school yet. I must have been 5 years old or something. She dragged me to see this guy, and I remember thinking this was the weirdest thing. My mom is trying on clothes, and this is obviously the highest of high-end because Yves Saint Laurent is there himself. And whatever. She's trying on clothes, and I remember he keeps walking into the fitting room. Oh, this looks good, Sandra, and blah, 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 blah. And I thought it was weird that it was a guy walking into the fitting room while she was getting changed. But I don't know if you know about Yves Saint Laurent, but it wasn't that big a deal.
No interest. Your mom and Yves Saint Laurent are all inside the
all
room?
In the fitting room together. This tells you a little bit about my childhood.
It's yeah. a weird story. Yeah,
you have yeah. that vivid memories from when you were five?
I have that particular memory. My mom ended up working in the Yves Saint Laurent boutique in Neiman Marcus.
Oh.
They had opened up a separate boutique in Neiman Marcus, and she worked for YSL. Crazy story that you just jogged from just mentioning Yves Saint Laurent.
Saint Laurent. I didn't know it was a man.
Yves same. I was thinking the same thing.
They're all men. All Dolce & Gabbana, yeah. like all these yeah. all these people.
Are those
are men.
Two people?
No, it's just one.
Is it Dolce and Gabbana?
Yeah, no, it's a guy. Dolce & Gabbana.
Ralph Lauren. That's one person. One guy.
It's Ralph Lauren.
Oh, whatever.
He doesn't like me.
John Keim. He covers the Commanders. He's not a fashion icon. He covers the Commanders. He posted a picture.
Ralph Lauren doesn't like black people?
No.
Where'd you hear that? You're confusing him with Tommy Hilfiger?
Well, that's a lie.
No, we don't like Tommy.
Tommy Hilfiger, that whole thing was a lie. It was debunked with Tommy Hilfiger himself on Oprah because growing up, my mom didn't let my family wear Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, there was a big...
She said he hates Jews
and
he hates
blacks. Yeah, it was a big controversy, yeah.
Right, and he goes on Oprah. You can look this up on YouTube. Oprah and Tommy Hilfiger in the flesh.
Hilfiger,
whatever.
What's his name?
I don't know.
Don't worry, I pronounce it like that, too.
You couldn't get it. You couldn't find it.
Jimmy, that's how you pronounce it, Hilfiger?
Yeah, that's how I pronounce it, too.
Yeah, he didn't know until right now that it wasn't Hilfiger.
Maybe it's a Latino thing. But I swear, it goes on Oprah, you can watch the whole thing, and he's like, I don't know where that started. It was just like a rumor that started.
That was like one of those, like one of the original urban legends.
Yeah, urban legends.
Well, what about Ralph Lauren?
Something with the best polo. Polo Ralph Lauren?
Yeah.
Something where, like, polo got big amongst the rap community, and the Ralph Lauren dude, he was like, this isn't our audience. Like, it started being, like, relating more to black people, and they tried to run away from it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Same thing happened with FUBU, and everyone started wearing it to Temple, and Damon John said, this is not the crowd that we wanted. This is not the us we're talking about.
Remember Trick Daddy's song? Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? Hell no, ho, you know they polo.
Mm. I remember that song, of course.
Let's give that line to DBJ.
Joe can say, are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing?
Our friend Jarrett Rutsky just sent us. Doors open at 6 p.m. tonight from the Panthers account itself.
Told you. Like the last 7 years we've been coming here.
Yeah, I told you. He
said. I thought y'all were joking with this argument.
So why are these all these employees, well, I mean, working hard, clearly, but standing at the doors.
Ready position.
5:13, 45 minutes before they open up the doors.
Yeah, not everybody walks in at 1:59 for a 2 o'clock show, Solana.
I was on time for the McRib.
You were on time. That was surprising. Yeah. That was surprising. Solana's got this thing I've noticed. No matter where something is, he goes, well, I would have had to leave my house at... Okay, but like you right. know what time you're supposed to be here. So whenever someone says, hey, can you be here at this time? And he'll be like, because you know him. Oh, yeah, I'll be there. And then he doesn't show up. And he goes, well, I would have had to have left my house at 9:30. Yeah, that's
how it works.
Exactly how the geography works
that's
when you're going
crazy,
somewhere.
That
crazy.
No, you're talking about our the last time that happened was Tucker Dukes. And to be fair... Yeah, I would have had to have left my house at 11 a.m. to be at Tucker Duke's for 8 minutes.
Right, but if you know when you have to leave your house to be somewhere on time,
right.
It's no longer an excuse to say, I would have had to have leave at so-and-so. You knew when you had to leave. You just chose not to leave.
Yeah, you go to maps. It gives you the exact distance and time.
On time for the McRib.
He was. That was surprising.
I was actually late.
The power of the McRib. Josh was late because he knew he didn't want to have a McRib. He didn't want to be caught in the frenzy of the McRib. He just wanted to get his snack wraps and get out of there. Appel is so weird with food. They didn't have plain snack wraps. They only had at the kiosk buffalo snack wraps. So he ordered 2 buffalo snack wraps with no buffalo sauce. And they brought him the 2 snack wraps with buffalo sauce because it says buffalo snack wraps. And he's like, well, no, look at the receipt. It says no buffalo sauce. They had to remake it.
I was very nice about it, though. I'm so uncomfortable having to say, hey, you made
it. Well, why didn't you just eat the buffalo sauce?
Because I had my belly. I don't want to upset my belly. My
don't
tummy.
Mess up his belly.
Belly.
I might have a tummy ache.
I mean, nasty over here. Went to the bathroom in the stadium.
Dark bathroom, too.
You don't go. You guys don't. Well, whatever. I don't want to revisit.
Please, <though. laughs>
John Kine, he covers the Commanders. He posted a picture earlier today of a receiver in Madrid, Commanders practice. And this is what he tweets. That wide receiver, River Craycraft, number 48.
Oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
He was with Washington for 2 weeks in August. He was signed to the practice squad Monday. But because of the overseas flight, he had to take his physical in a hangar at Dulles Airport. If elevated Sunday.
I am sorry.
Oh, no.
I gave it my best.
Where's the airport? What airport?
I gave it my best. I tried so hard.
You could have just said the airport.
They were a shit.
I'm sorry.
He's trying to roll through. That's a lot of you trying.
You want to give it a second shot?
No. Go ahead and correct. Go ahead and correct me, Hawk. Go ahead.
Dulles.
Dulles?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, like, it's such a famous airport.
Right, no, I recognize a name.
Well, I don't think you do. Duels. Don't tell me you've ever told someone, are we flying out of Duels?
Duels. I'll meet you at Duels.
Oh, my God.
It was between Duels and Dule.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
So figure this, man. River Craycraft, Robbie Chosen versus Juju Brents and Ethan Bonner.
Just like we had all thought before the season started.
Dolphins training camp practice right there.
Oh, crazy.
God, that was funny, man. Duels Airport.
The MLS owners have officially voted to flip from a fall to spring season, or to a fall to spring season, aligning with all the other clubs, major soccer organizations and leagues around the world.
Huge deal from what Whittingham tells me, like, and on the positive side.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it's we talked about it the other day. I think it was a necessary move.
Yeah.
Legitimize yourself, MLS. That starts not next season, but the following, in 2027. Bam and Tyler are flying to New York City tomorrow, but they're out. Heat Knicks tomorrow at 7 p.m. That's a cup game.
Yep.
Patriots, Jets tonight, 8:15, Thursday night football.
All right.
And before we wrap up headlines here, Bleacher Report put together the top 30 worst trades in this century in sports. This century.
Well, Luka has to be number one.
Luka's number one. I'm just going to read you the ones that pertain to us.
Cabrera's got to be top five, no?
It's six. Mm. Yeah. 20 is Tkachuk to the Panthers.
Wow.
And yes, Miguel Cabrera, number six. Wes Welker to the Patriots is number 12 or 13 on this list as
really?
Well. Yeah, 13. Wes Welker to the Patriots. Huh. Mm. And six is Miguel Cabrera to the Tigers.
All right. Who's number two after Luka?
Paul George for SGA and picks.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, guys, your weather in South Florida, partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the mid-60s. That is your weather. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
That was delightful. The reaction, I can't wait to go back and watch the YouTube feed because I go, what did I say? No, I don't know. But Appel immediately was like, whoa, what just, that was funny, man. Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment here. We'll talk some Panthers hockey with him.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So we're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to have Panthers hockey 1.5 hours from now. And Doug Plagans, the radio voice for your Florida Panthers, is joining us here. We haven't seen you in a long time.
It's been a while.
It's a long road trip, yeah. And we've been busy, you've been busy, but here we are. I asked a pal earlier, do we know anything about the Panthers through 16 games, or are they just so injured that it's hard to really know what this team is going to look like at the end of the season, say, hopefully when some are back?
No, it's still a very battle-tested team with a very business-like approach that has been in a lot of close games. And if you look at the standings, the entire league, everybody's in it. Everybody's in this thing. The standings are very bunched together. But that's why coming home here, Panthers have 11 of 12 on home ice here, and coming home with a winning record, it's a chance to really make a move. The Panthers have had two road trips, and they both have been over a week long. So they've had two lengthy road trips that they've had already. They've, like I said, been in a lot of close games. And I think you have a team that is really kind of evolving here as we go and learning a bit about what things will look like, at least in the short term, with some key players out of the lineup.
And talk about them key players. You watch the game differently than we do. You played and you know the game. Like, do you – Barkey not being there, can you see that consistently – him not being there, watching him for so many years lead that defense?
Well, with him not in the lineup, and, you know, you take Matthew Tkachuk and Alexander Barkov, just those two, I mean, over the course of a whole season, that's 160, 180 points out of your lineup. So, obviously, things are going to look a little different without those guys in it. But I've said before, and I know that I work for the Panthers, so it may, some people may look at it as a statement that comes with some bias attached to it, but I will tell people across the National Hockey League, Connor McDavid's Connor McDavid. I get it. Nathan MacKinnon, those guys are as explosive as anybody. There are players who bring you out of your seat because they have a lot of flash to their game. But I don't think there's anybody in the National Hockey League who affects games more shift to shift than Alexander Barkov does, and that's because of what he does in all three zones, power play, penalty kill, five-on-five, doesn't matter what the situation is. He's a key figure for the Panthers, and on top of that, he's a point-a-game producer on offense. So he's not only the league's best two-way center, but he produces a ton of offense for this team. He's their captain. He's their main lead by example guy. And I know they have a whole locker room full of experienced guys, and they have all the intangibles and everything like that. But yeah, without Alexander Barkov in the lineup, put it this way, there are a lot of teams out there that you take their equivalent of an Alexander Barkov out of the lineup, and my goodness, to say it would be tough sledding would be an understatement. To take, and it just speaks again to the roster and the organizational depth that Bill Zito's been able to put in place here, and what Paul Maurice has been able to do behind the bench along with his staff, that you can take players like this out of the lineup. And here we are, sitting here 16 games into the season, and the Panthers are a game over 500 with 11 of 12 on home ice and a chance to really, really make a big move here. Like I said, there are a lot of teams that wouldn't be able to navigate this, that wouldn't have the organizational depth to work through this. But the Panthers, you can't totally offset the losses of players like Barkov, like Matthew Tkachuk, but the Panthers are as equipped as anybody is to be able to kind of handle it for the time being.
What should the goal be for this team? I'm not saying long-term. Obviously, come playoff time, you want to win the Stanley Cup. You want to get back there for the third straight or the fourth straight time, winning it three times. I'm saying regular season goal, because this idea of just get into the playoffs, I think it's easier to say that than it is to really execute, because how are you playing when you get there? And we know how important it is to be playing good hockey come playoff time. Is it just as simple as it doesn't matter who you end up facing anymore, it doesn't matter what seed you are, doesn't matter how you finish the regular season in terms of record and in the division, just get into the playoffs? Is that still the goal for the Panthers?
I think in the National Hockey League, there is, and it's not to say that the regular season doesn't matter. That's not where this is coming from, because the regular season is obviously incredibly important. I think in the NHL, I think every team, in a sense, almost looks at it as you just need to get in, because we've reached a point now where only 16 out of 32 are making the playoffs. You know, the season ends and half the league's going home. And you have a couple of teams every year that are going home on the last day of the regular season that fell just short, that probably were making a surge at the end, that probably would have been dangerous teams had they gotten in. It just speaks to the overall depth and competitive balance of the league. So I think from that perspective, I think everybody in the league, in a sense, is thinking, let's just get in, because again, only 16 out of 32 are making it into the Stanley Cup playoffs. Pre-San Jose Sharks, we're talking like pre-1991,
everybody was
16 out of 21 made the playoffs, yeah. And those last teams in would get in and basically take a beat down at the hands of whoever the top seeds were. It's not like that anymore. The teams that are the quote-unquote last teams in now are usually good enough to win a round or two at the very least. So I think there is a little bit of just get in for every team. That being said, I think this Panthers team, whether regardless of who's in the lineup on a night-to-night basis, you have so many guys on this team that are Stanley Cup champions, many of them multiple times Stanley Cup champions now. These guys aren't just going to rest on that, and they're not just going to be complacent, and they're not going to get comfortable just because they've, you know, won a couple of cups in the last couple of years. These guys are going to try and win as many games as they possibly can, and you want to be, at the end of the day, everybody will tell you, the main idea is to be playing the best that you can be and have your game look exactly the way that you want it to look come game 83 when the Stanley Cup playoffs begin.
You know, you talk about not mailing it in, essentially. I mean, amazing what Brad Marchand is doing through 16 games.
And potential for history tonight.
I mean, in
he's 2 points away from 1,000 in his career.
I did not know that.
Yep.
It's remarkable what he's doing, because, you know, you could do it like, you figure, oh, that guy who's done everything you need to do and has a couple of cups and, you know, is just like he'll coast till everybody's healthy and back and for the playoff run. And I don't know whether it's just he's so talented that he can't not be talented, or his makeup as an athlete is just to go out there and be better than everyone, but he has been.
I think there's multiple layers to that. I think, for one, he is just a big game guy that, plain and simple, I mean, to use the cliche, ice in his veins. I don't know that he feels pressure out there. I think he is just made for the big moments, is what I mean when I say that, whether it's regular season, playoffs, doesn't matter what it is. And I think and Paul Maurice said this today, it was something that he's noticed about players like him, like Matthew Tkachuk, that they do rise to the occasion when the lights are the brightest, when the stage is the biggest. Right now, as we have mentioned, some key players out of the Panthers lineup, maybe some extra responsibility being put on a handful of guys, and he's somebody who's come out and answered the bell early in the season. I mean, leading the team in goals and points, and like I said, he's 2 points away from 1,000 in his career. That would make him, I believe, the 102nd player in the history of the National Hockey League to reach the 1,000-point plateau. Now, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, in the early years of the National Hockey League, they weren't playing as many games as they are now, so point totals weren't quite as high back then, but still over time, only 101 players have done it. Nikita Kucherov hit that milestone earlier this season. Brad Marchand's on his way to doing it, perhaps as early as tonight, maybe in the first shift the way he's been going lately. I mean, he's been on fire. So that's something to watch for here on this homestand. I would expect sooner than later the way that he's been playing. But you hear so many great stories. And we had a chance to talk to Donovan Cibrango of the Panthers in the dressing room after the morning skate today. And he's played, I believe this will be his 10th game in the National Hockey League tonight. He was picked up on waivers by the Panthers from Ottawa. I actually played a game against the Panthers for Ottawa back in the early part of the regular season here. But he mentioned that on one of the road trips this season that Brad Marchand took him out for dinner. And, like, those are little things that speak to not only the type of player that he is, but the type of teammate that he is, the type of leader that he is. I can speak to it just from my own personal experiences. We've been blown away just by how down-to-earth, approachable, engaging, just what a great attitude he has every single day coming to the rink. He truly is one of those guys that he knows how to keep things light when the situation calls for it, but clearly, as we've seen, when the lights are the brightest, he knows how to respond when the chips are down too. So just an all-around special athlete and a surefire future Hall of Famer, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's been everything that we thought he would be and more.
Is there, with the Paul Maurice, you know, the style of play, we had, who was it, Quenneville and Bugner and all those guys, and then we saw Paul Ball come into effect. Is there anything else to learn with it? Like, these guys have been in the system. They've had success in the system. Like, what does Paul do at practice? They know they're supposed to cross-check people. They're supposed to whoop people's ass against the boards. Like, the way they play, you know, heavy defensive. Is there any more? Is there different tricks or twists to this Paul Ball thing?
But I think you're always, and I've obviously never been a coach at any point, any capacity in the National Hockey League, but from my own observations, there's obviously continued coaching that is done over the course of the year. And it's a big credit to his staff because, and they've had a lot of continuity too. The entire coaching staff has had multiple years together, and the guys know what to expect. It's hard on the forecheck, and it's just relentless pressure and things like that. And first of all, and you know this from being an athlete, when you see a system and when you're preached a system and the system works and you see positive results, it's motivating to go out and, all right, this is working. And so you have that total buy-in from the team, obviously, and that's never been an issue because the Panthers have had great leadership the whole time that Paul's been here. But it also makes it that much easier to incorporate the new personnel as it comes in. They see that things are working. They see that the top guys are doing their part, so it makes it that much easier for everybody else to do what's expected of them as well. And again, credit to Bill Zito and the hockey ops department because they've continued to identify guys that have come in. And as you mentioned with Brad Marchand, Hawk, the guys that have come in and just fit like a glove in this system. So it's worked a number of different ways. You have total buy-in from the players and from the leadership and everybody there. You have the coaching staff that's put in this system that clearly works and has won back-to-back Stanley Cups, made it three straight cup finals. And you have a general manager who has, and a pro scouting department, everybody there who's continued to go out and identify players that can just fit right into it. It's really a perfect scenario right now.
I see Coach Maurice walking in the locker room. No, they don't need a pregame speech. Hey, y'all boys, go run my stuff.
Well,
we've been running for two.
That's also a testament to Bill Zito for putting together a roster that is so stacked that, you know, it's like Phil Jackson coaching the Bulls, and it's like...
And you look at the last
seem to have the triangle offense down.
And you look at the guys who've come in here.
I think my job is done here.
The guys who've come in here and who have, you know, whether it be for change of scenery reasons, guys that the Panthers have picked up in recent years during the Bill Zito administration here who've come in and been able to, like I said, either take their careers to new heights, maybe get that change of scenery they were looking for, whatever the case may be. It's really amazing what they've been able to do.
Quickly, because we're going to run out of time, Doug Plagans, you'll hear him tonight right here on 104.3 FM WQAM. We all met for McRibs before the show today. I invited you to
come. Yes, wasn't able to make it. I'm sorry.
Would you have enjoyed a McRib?
Remember that time I was supposed to get a Shamrock Shake and I got something else?
You got a vanilla cone.
Yeah, that's probably what I would have done today.
Really? So you would have pulled the old switcheroo?
I love McDonald's. Don't get me wrong. I've actually never had a McRib, but it doesn't really... doesn't really entice me all that.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, Pell's way off. No, it's fantastic. It's do you like ribs?
I do. My love for ribs has gone. It's decreased a little bit over time.
Why? Now, why is that? Too much work. The bones.
No, here's my thing. Some people just
the bones.
Some people just love ribs. I don't think you can just. To me, good ribs are great. Mediocre ribs are awful.
Interesting.
They've either got to be really good or they're inedible to me.
Well, these are like having the best.
If I have to like rip them off the bone, like I don't want
that. It's in sandwich form.
Think about if they isolate like smallpox and put it into soggy cardboard.
He's so wrong.
And put barbecue sauce on
They were so good. We had such a great time.
The barbecue sauce.
The barbecue sauce is great. The barbecue sauce. Tangy.
The barbecue sauce is all.
Tangy.
That's the only thing that
tangy
makes
beyond belief. Maybe you should get the McRib. Hold the McRib. Just give me extra sauce.
Sauce.
Just have a sauce sandwich.
That would have been delicious.
Oh, we missed you there today. The other thing I wanted to mention, you were in Anaheim. And you texted me a picture. Actually, Crowder has these Blue Diamond almonds on the table.
Well, not the ones.
Not the ones you found. You found Blue Diamond almonds that were cherry Slurpee 7-Up branded.
At a 7-Eleven. Yeah, 7-Eleven, yeah.
Cherry Slurpee flavor almonds. Did you ever take the plunge?
I didn't go down that road. But when I saw that, I thought it was an interesting enough spin on a flavor, an interesting enough flavor variation.
It seems like an odd flavor combination.
Yeah, I don't know that I would. It doesn't really sound. And I love like I'm trying to think like okay, I love like PB&J flavors. So like a peanut with or an almond with the kind of fruit flavor. It's not that outside the box, but that one I don't know. And I like cherry Slurpee flavor. I love almonds. Yeah. I just don't know that
it just doesn't seem to add up.
I just think there were better flavors there, the ones you have, right? Yeah. I think there were better options.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned we know you're a peanut butter and jelly fan. You an Uncrustables guy?
Oh, yeah, I love those.
Man, those are
I even
so
like
good.
The I'm Walmart has the off-brand Uncrustables. Those are good, too.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's as soft as the
I like the ones with the, like, kind of, it's not Nutella, but it is Nutella, the hazelnut spread on the inside. That's like a dessert Uncrustable.
Yeah.
The ones that have the peanut butter and the honey in them.
Oh, very good.
I've never tried that.
It's a very good.
Well, there's a meal Uncrustable and a dessert Uncrustable.
Yeah. Have you seen? Yes, you could. You can make a whole meal appetizer Uncrustable. You have like little tiny ones.
I'm into that. Like I never bought them before other than at like a convenience store and I get one that's ready. I bought a box that goes in the freezer. And then you have to thaw them for a little bit.
Yeah, have you seen the graphic? Somebody ran a statistic. I forget what outlet it was. Somebody was keeping track of the NFL teams that have consumed the most Uncrustables this
year. It was
like
a remarkable number.
Thousands upon thousands. Yeah. And the Denver Broncos apparently were the league leader.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So
I was going to say, it makes sense.
Makes sense.
All right, Doug Plagans. What do you think, Verhaeghe? 2.5 shots on goal or more?
I don't deal in fractional numbers. You know that.
Did you go to Earl Sandwich while you were in Las Vegas?
No, but I thought of you. They were advertising on the big marquee out in front of Planet Hollywood.
They're advertising
on the marquee. That can't be cheap.
No, I mean, that's
unless it comes with the lease agreement.
Big time expenditure.
I don't know.
Earl of Sandwich.
You, Planet Hollywood.
Listen,
Earl Sandwich.
Those Montagues don't pay for themselves. Doug Plagans, listen to him tonight, 104.3 FM WQAM. We'll see you, Doug.
We'll see you later. Thanks for having me.
All right, let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic before we wrap it up from here. I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. I am a believer. Summer is over. Maybe you're noticing as the winter is here, your energy's lower, your workouts aren't as productive, you're not sleeping as well, you feel brain fog, maybe even your sex drive is off. If you're experiencing some or all of those symptoms, it's likely you have low testosterone, and if that's what's going on with you, don't wait. Call Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Get treated for your low T because living with low testosterone is no way to live. And I'm speaking from experience. I can attest to the difference. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. If you're like the many men who are low T, within just a few weeks, you're going to feel your energy return and the brain fog go away. Your sleep improve, your workouts improve, and your sex drive will be significantly enhanced as well. Atlantic Men's Clinic, there's 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. That'll do it for us from the Ameren Bank Arena. Josh Appel was with us, Doug Plagans, Rob Pizzola, Gino Toretta in the 2 o'clock hour. Thank you, Tree Crawford, our on-site engineer. Thank you, Jimmy, back in the studio in Miami Gardens. I already said thank you to you, Josh. You just weren't listening. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers!
Hey.
We will speak with you mañana.
Bernardo de Bello!
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.